Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and I gotta tell you, I never thought I would see the day where a television news host would do more than insinuating that a sitting president was not only a pedophile, but sexually abused his daughter. And why did I not think I would see that day? Well, the information we're gonna go over has been around before the 2020 election, largely obfuscated, even in this 20-minute Tucker Carlson piece. He doesn't mention National File, who published Joe Biden's daughter's diary that has turned out to be the real deal. Let me repeat that. The real deal. And I myself really didn't discuss this diary before about 7 months ago, when it indeed had been verified that it was real, only because, you know, there was a chance it wasn't real. And the saga you're going to find out about with Project Veritas is almost a side issue, a side issue. And here's the thing. Say what you want about Tucker Carlson. Throughout the entire show, up until the final credits, every time he could throw in Joe Biden took inappropriate showers with his daughter, he did. He also is starting to go a little bit harder on the Hunter Biden story, okay? Remember, we now have text messages where he says that Haley, you know, his ex-sister-in-law slash wife, is going to ruin his life and paint him as a pedophile with homicidal tendencies. And this is in 2018. I want people to understand something. When individuals are sociopathic and committing the types of things that we already know that Hunter Biden committed, they project their own guilt onto other people. It is what they do, okay? And again, I'm still a little bit shocked that Tucker did what he did. I had posted just the day before, when the Daily Mail finally decided to make this a headline, that the president's daughter recalled showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, okay, and details her drug and sex addiction. Because again, I had covered this all the way back in December, okay, 7 months ago. And you can go watch that over on Rockfin. It's one of the few places, again, where I've remained uncensored. I'm fully censored right now on YouTube. You're watching this on Rockfin or Rumble. If you're on Rockfin, go give Rumble a follow as well. We need to get as many subscribers there. Or if you're over on Twitter, please do this, because we're going to do the Tucker Carl watch along in a moment. First of all, I want to say this. The guy's not running anything, okay? I said it before they installed him. He couldn't run a Wendy's as a shift manager. He couldn't do one shift, okay, and successfully run a fast food chain to remain profitable and not have the wheels go completely off. Forget about the country. He runs nothing. He runs nothing. And his wife is dragging him away from the press asking about this recession, okay? But that pales in comparison to what we are about to watch together. So let's get it going. This is the Tuckster doing his thing.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's Unhappy Friday. We're going to bring you back to a story that we covered at the time, but whose significance we didn't fully understand then. And it's definitely worth revisiting. So just before dawn on November 4th of last year, a team of masked FBI agents wearing bulletproof vests showed up at the home of a journalist who works for the investigative media company Project Veritas. They pounded on his door. They said they have a warrant. Let us in. We know what happened because it was all captured on camera. Here it is.
I'm sorry, so what is this regarding?
This is a search warrant. Open up.
So there's another team coming up?
Yeah,
so maybe we'll split up until I hear you out.
Let me see your hands! Let me see your hands! It was serious. They had weapons. They barged in. They went through the whole place. They tore the journalist's home apart. There's another team coming, they said. And they were right. 2 days later, feds hit the home of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe in Westchester County. So why were the FBI coming to the homes of employees at Project Veritas?
Well, because they're the cover-up crew. Okay, and what I really do love about this is he talks about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I believe, I'm not even sure if it's in this segment or not, the whole thing. And now how Ghislaine Maxwell is talking about how people are trying to kill her and people are bragging and that it would be worth the additional 20 years someone might get with the kind of money that's being offered. Okay. He also brings up the fact that they've had the Hunter information. They had the Hunter information prior to the election. It's because the FBI is the cover-up crew. Robert Mueller is made head of the FBI just before 9/11, the cover-up crew. Robert Mueller and the FBI worked with Robert Johnson. Oh, I mean Bill Barr. Okay, in the Justice Department to clean up things like Iran-Contra, Noriega, BCCI scandal. They're the cover-up crew.
What did they do? Were they involved in a human smuggling ring? Were they bringing fentanyl in from China and killing more Americans? No. The FBI believed that Project Veritas was in possession of or had information about a diary written by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley Biden. The FBI claimed that diary had been stolen. We now know the FBI knew that diary had not been stolen, and it wasn't. But as James O'Keefe pointed out at the time, and didn't have enough people hear him when he said it, what if it was stolen? Having a stolen diary is not a federal crime. So what in that diary was so important that Joe Biden sent FBI agents to get it back? Here's what O'Keefe said.
The tipsters indicated that the diary included explosive allegations against then-candidate Joe Biden. The tipsters indicated that they were negotiating with a different media outlet for the payment of monies for the diary. We attempted to return the diary to an attorney representing Ms. Biden, but that attorney refused to authenticate it. Project Veritas gave the diary to law enforcement to ensure it could be returned to its rightful owner. We never published it. Now, Ms. Biden's father's Department of Justice, specifically the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, appears to be investigating the situation, claiming the diary was stolen. We don't know if it was, but it begs the question, in what world is the alleged theft of a diary investigated by the president's FBI and his Department of Justice a diary?
It's the same world, okay, where the modes, the powers that can be exuded by the predator class and their minions via justice departments, and it really equates to force, are used against journalists that would expose them. That's the Assange situation in a nutshell, and they're about to bring him over. They're about to extradite Assange. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
So everyone in American media hates James O'Keefe because he covers them. So they ignored this story and they never answered the question. But the question hangs in the air and it's a real one. And we're quoting, in what world is the alleged theft of a diary investigated by the FBI? Why were they doing this? Well, the answer lies in what's in the diary. And now we know what's in the diary thanks to a new piece in the Daily News, which has a copy of the diary.
And once again, all right, this has been out there for a while. The diary has been around for anybody once National File published it. And it troubles me they're not bringing up National File at all. You know, O'Keefe mentioned another news outlet briefly. But remember, Veritas didn't even publish this stuff. Just the fact that they got it sparked this. That should alarm people.
Josh Boswell is a reporter there at the Daily Mail. He broke this story, and he joins us with the answer.
Hi, Tyler.
Josh, thanks so much for coming on. What is this about?
So we've looked at the diary. We've spent a lot of time considering carefully what to report from it. And what we've chosen to report are some pretty serious things that Ashley, the president's daughter, wrote. She wrote that she was musing over whether her father was sexually inappropriate with her when she was a little girl. She mentions in the diary showers with her dad. She also talks about them being probably not appropriate. She writes that down on one page in her diary. And she also refers to being hypersexualized at a young age. There's a lot of references in the diary to her repeated spells in rehab, her relapses with drug abuse, alcohol, and sex addiction as well. And there's some truly kind of shocking things in there as well about how Joe cried. He was brought to tears over worry for his daughter just before a Democratic primary debate. So we can now know, because of this diary, that there are several...
Let's make sure to just jump past that. It's tough to get this ripped so quick, guys.
Extremely important for national security, they not fall into the wrong hands, for example, the Chinese, right? Or the Russians, who could use this as blackmail if it wasn't published. So that's why we decided to put this out there, and why we think that it's important that the American people know this.
Well, it's prima facie shocking. I mean, fathers don't shower with their daughters at an age at which they remember it, of course. In your reporting, did you see any potential, and I know this wasn't the focus of your piece, but potential crime that would justify a pre-dawn knock raid by the FBI?
Yeah, this was an area that we covered in our reporting. We really wanted to find out, how did the diary get from where it was to to being published online? And it was left by Ashley in a house that she stayed in for a while after she came out of rehab.
So again, Hunter obviously has all sorts of sexual issues. She has all sorts of sexual issues. He has all sorts of drug and substance abuse issues. She has all sorts of drug and substance abuse issues well into adulthood. Yeah, you get a little forgetful. I mean, think about what kind of parents Joe and Jill Biden are. I want you to really think long and hard, okay?
And then the next person who came to that house found the diary under the bed, and they're not actually being investigated by the FBI for stealing it. They're being investigated for selling it. So I don't know if that justifies a dawn raid on the people who got hold of the diary, who bought it from them. But the person who found it, she is being investigated for selling it. That's the alleged crime that the FBI are looking into.
Yeah, which is not a federal crime. Josh Boswell of the Daily Mail. Great to see you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're going to recap a lot of what you just heard. This has been out there for a while. It should have been the focus of a lot more attention than it has been.
Agreed, Tucker. Agreed. It has been out there for a while.
We hope to change that. So here, once again, are the words from Ashley Biden's diary. Quote, "I have always been boy crazy," she wrote, "hypersexualized at a young age. I remember somewhat being sexualized with a family member. I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Showers with my dad, probably not appropriate." So Ashley Biden wrote this in the context of her struggle with sexual compulsiveness in later life. And she attributes those compulsions to the fact that her father took showers with her in a way that was, quote, not appropriate. Now, we have no reason to doubt that what she wrote is true. She did not write this for public consumption. She wrote it in a diary that, as you just heard, she accidentally left behind in a halfway house in Palm Beach, Florida in June of 2020 during the presidential race. The woman who took the room that she left, a single mother, found that diary under the bed. Now, if you are the father of daughters, ask yourself, is there any explanation for that behavior that is justifiable?
No. Absolutely not. No, there isn't, Tucker. And that's why some of us have been talking about it for a while.
And there's not. It's sick and it's horrifying. Now, Ashley Biden doesn't say how old she was at the time she showered with her father, but obviously she was old enough to remember doing it. And by the way, little kids don't take showers, they take baths. Inappropriate showering with your own daughter? If that's not child molestation, it is definitely close enough to justify a police visit. But the police have not visited Joe Biden. They're not investigating this. Instead, the FBI is breaking into the homes of journalists who brought it to public attention. And now, according to the Daily Mail, again, you just heard this, the feds are investigating a woman called Amy Harris, who had the misfortune of finding the diary. To be clear, none of these people committed crimes, certainly not federal crimes, and yet they are being harassed and tormented by federal law enforcement because they embarrassed Joe Biden and spilled very dark secrets to the world.
Yes, correct, Tucker. And again, I do want to say thank you for doing this, because you don't stop here. You keep hammering it home. And again, that's the thing. The FBI is being utilized as a tool of intimidation and force upon those who would expose the disturbing, disgusting, revolting behavior of the people who are in power, or some might argue, are being puppeteered by those truly in power. Okay, so you know their behavior is such where they are subsequent to all sorts of compromises via blackmail. Okay, via addictions.
And the effect is to intimidate everybody else in the media out of covering it. And that's why you're not seeing media coverage about this anywhere. It's enough to make you reassess stories that you have read about Joe Biden in the past that we probably didn't take seriously enough. But in light of this, we take them very seriously. In the run-up to the last presidential election, several media outlets did run stories, and they included videos and photographs and firsthand testimonials that documented Joe Biden's habit of touching young women.
And, you know, they're showing them with older women here. We could do the montage. Instead, I'm just going to play the hairy legs video in a minute, which was, I mean, shows that he's losing it, but at the same time, shows about how his affection for young kids.
Often in ways that made them visibly uncomfortable. A lot of people laugh this off. It doesn't seem quite as funny now. You're seeing a small selection of those pictures on your screen right now. In a particularly creepy picture from 2015, Joe Biden leans in uncomfortably close to the daughter of Senator Chris Coons of Delaware during a signing in ceremony. Joe Biden would also frequently comment on the physical appearance of very young women. Here's just one example from May of 2019.
What I'm going to do, if you give me an address, I'm going to write you a longer answer and tell you the exact things I would do, okay? Okay? Promise? I'll bet you're as bright as you're good looking, I tell you.
To be clear, Joe Biden has not simply over the years and recent years been accused of making women uncomfortable. He has been accused of rape.
Yep, and we'll get to the Tara Reid situation in a moment. But instead, right now, I want you to watch this man say this.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. Let's continue, Tuck. So this is quite the takedown in your opening segment today.
You remember that a former Biden staffer called Tara Reid, whose story, again, we probably didn't take seriously enough, alleged that when she was 29, Joe Biden pinned her against a wall and penetrated her. Now, she was immediately attacked by Democratic partisans. You're a liar, because actually they don't believe all women. But then a phone call, a contemporaneous phone call that Tara Reid's mother made to the Larry King show, corroborated the fact that happened. She said her daughter had left Washington because of the actions of a, quote, prominent senator. Now, at the time, the media just buried the story or laughed about it. Joe Biden responded by promising to be more mindful. And that was it. This is from April of 2019.
I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. The social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. But I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space, and that's a good thing. I worked my whole life to empower women.
I've worked my whole life to empower women. I just care too much. That was his explanation. And a lot of people bought it. But now that we know that he behaved in such a way that his own daughter believes made her sexually compulsive in later life, which is a classic symptom of abuse.
I mean, again, he goes hard. He doesn't let up. It's on national television. He's the number one news show. Say what you want about him. Okay, and I don't agree with everything Tucker Carlson says. I don't trust the guy 100%. This was, man.
It's time to reassess this. As Joe Biden said the words you just saw, his own daughter, the same daughter's life was collapsing. She was campaigning for him as she was going to rehab. And it's worth noting that right after Joe Biden's apology came out, yet another woman publicly accused him of sexual misconduct. That woman is called Vail Konert-Yunt. And she said that when she was a White House intern, Biden, quote, put his hand on the back of my head and pressed his forehead to my forehead while he talked to me. I remember he told me I was a, quote, pretty girl. So at this point, no more benefit of the doubt. This man is a creep. Well, Biden was doing the same thing to his daughter in the shower, was he? We know that he showered with her in a way that she felt damaged her. If there's anything that deserves an investigation, it is this. But of course, the FBI is not looking into it because Joe Biden controls the FBI. Instead, they're trying to cover it up. And by the way, this is at least the second time that Joe Biden has used the FBI to hide drug abuse and allegations of sexual misconduct with minors within his own family. And both those stories came out this week. The FBI also swooped in when Hunter Biden violated federal gun laws and was accused, according to his own text messages, of being a, quote, pedophile by his girlfriend slash sister-in-law, someone who presumably would know since she was within the family. Of course, the FBI never charged Hunter Biden with anything and said they hid the existence of his laptop for more than a year, despite the fact that laptop contained evidence of multiple felonies, not least numerous FARA violations.
Boom! Boom! He's talking about the pedophilia. It's a big deal. I'm going to leave it there, guys. If you watch the replay, it's actually coming up. If you're watching this live in 8 minutes, you can see the whole show, literally up until the end credits. He hammers home the inappropriate showers. Again, we were ahead of the curve. You can watch my take on it from 7 months ago over at the Rockfin. And maybe I should repost. Now this is there. Maybe I should repost this at Rumble as a throwback again because, hey, we were ahead of the curve here. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. Consider buying me a coffee. The links are down below to support the show. We're almost there. We got to get 1,000 subscribers, guys. And we're at 911. 9/11 right now. You can watch my films on 9/11 completely free. Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, as well as Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, and Shade the Motion Picture. This is not a left or right issue to me. This is a right and wrong issue every single time. I want to thank those that have supported the broadcast. In fact, is this a little Tipsky and Hutch right here? It may be, and it is. Thank you, Snork Y2K. I appreciate it. We are broadcasting from Iowa. Wesley Sommer, Visco, Scott Free, Poetry Yoga, Deb Younger, John House, Mary Erickson, The Hagen, Jim Garrison, and others. Thank you so much for tipping over the last few days. It is appreciated. I love you guys, and I will see you on the flip side.